Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, if so inclined, please do continue to join us on Evolutionary Energy Arts and EE Arts. Each one will have unique videos. Make sure you subscribe with that little bell clicked. We see we got 7.0 over in Vanuatu. So this is an area what we'll get some pretty large quakes on. Absolutely gorgeous area. If you guys know the show Survivor, it seems like they were in this area often.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. I loved watching that show.
Yeah, that was interesting because it was a human social experiment. Sometimes we're all part of a global survivor, does it not?
Oh my gosh, and the evidence just keeps piling up that is so.
So they had issued a tsunami warning, but then they rescinded it. It hasn't caused any injuries as far as we know, so that is good. And here you see a little tweet from this is Heather Tesh. She works for the Weather Channel. Oh, it's one of those Red Shield channels. Yeah, that atmospheric event, well, you know, Sunday through Monday into Tuesday, more waves of it are coming. You know, be prepared. You got over 500,000 people without power right now, and there is definitely a lot more rough weather ahead as you look at a semi knocked over, toppled by the winds. Currently, 517,000 people are without power in California. So literally, as we've been watching this has been decreasing as we started to put this video together, and you can see the counties most affected. You know, again, I just think of that 1861, 1862 episode that ended up burying Sacramento. It was atmospheric rivers that just basically continued for, well, biblical 41 days, right? 40, 41. Well, pretty close.
Yeah, imagine that.
Maybe wanted to top Noah by one day.
Yeah, right, for sure.
Yeah, and again, Utpanishtim is the older story. So again, you know, everybody out in California, be aware of this. There is no signs of abating. It's going to continue. And yet there's so many areas that really, really need the water. But it's as if there's somebody that just basically globally controls the faucet, turns it off for a long period of time, then puts it on full blast just to see what's going to happen. Well, you know, you look at Santa Cruz here. Oh, yeah, those waves are big, 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 big. And again, it has this feel like we are only kind of just getting started. Yeah, the boardwalk has seen better days, absolutely. And over in Houston, so in Texas, strong storms gave way to street flooding in the Houston metro, tracking heavy rain as it moves through the deep south. So, you know, again, this is something that's going on everywhere we look. As we were talking about Saudi Arabia, and we've talked about the deserts, we talked about, you know, pretty much every continent besides Antarctica, because it's too cold, at least most of Antarctica is too cold. And this from Strange Sounds, is the Cascadian subduction zone about to blow? Now, they tend to be a little sensationalist, as you see a swarm of small earthquakes rattling, hundreds of them, Vancouver Island, in the last few days. Yet, at the same time, you know, we know Cascadia subduction zone has generated a 9.0, at least that's what they tell us, and, well, again, that is what they tell us. Was it actually the collision of the, you know, island of California with the mainland? We touched on that in another video maybe about a month ago, and that was a fun series of videos that we did. I really did enjoy going deeper into the past. You know, all these things we've touched on in so many different videos, but then to have those videos that are dedicated to one topic is nice. It helps people to binge watch and all, because when we do this the way we're doing it here, and we're going to touch on a little bit of history, touch on some mystery, but, you know, again, cover the main weather related earth change, climate change, geoengineering, you know, topics, it's all put together, which helps people have those aha moments. But then also there's those people that love to binge watch and go deep and really get into the minutia, which, you know, I like to do that.
I know when you're going through an awakening, there's nothing like quenching your thirst for knowledge and really being very thorough in the information you consume.
So they, the powers that be, the controllers, it feels like to me, and I've shared this with you guys before and I'll reiterate it again, it feels that they want to create something massive that's going to appear natural but really be induced. And that could be the open door for either the blue helmets to come in and help us with our horrible, horrible act of God that happened, whether it's, you know, Cascadia going, San Andreas going shortly thereafter, or it'll be like that scenario where you don't know exactly what's happened, and then all of a sudden we have that Red Dawn type event. Anyway, what we have gotten from the guides is absolutely there is a lot of energy and technology being used from above to amplify everything that's happening naturally. So, you know, again, if you took something that might have been a 4.6 quake and you send more energy into it and all of a sudden you got a 6.2 or you got a 6.5, or it triggers a series of things to happen. This is kind of what we've been talking about, is the reality of the technology that's out there sinks into many more people's minds as they awaken.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Great Salt Lake is set to evaporate. In fact, you might only have about 5 years left and it might be totally gone. Totally gone. No more Great Salt Lake. Water levels slumped 73%. Needs, wow, 1 million acre feet of water, about 326,000 gallons per year to reverse the receding water levels that have been impacted by the mega drought. So, you know, calling for conservation. Again, what's happening now is also this, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, the power structure that be has grown a conscience at this point in time when we have hyperinflation of our energy bills, that's for sure. Everything is going through the roof. Food prices have been going through the roof. I did thankfully notice a few prices coming down recently. So now everything is focused on that climate change, even though, you know, again, I think it was Peter McCullough threw out a tweet, you know, just showing again how, you know, the temperatures really haven't rose at all. And Al Gore told us we're all going to be underwater because the polar caps will have melted by now. They're still there. In actuality, some areas are gaining significant amounts of ice. Yet you got nobody talking about this. Do you know, we were talking about those power plants up in Washington, North Carolina, and Oregon. Well, how about Vegas? Mohammed Mesmarian, 34, rammed his car through a gate of a solar-powered generation plant outside of Vegas and set his car on fire, intending to damage a massive transformer. So here's yet another attack. Now, I couldn't find anything else on him. Maybe there's more stuff coming out now that wasn't out a couple hours ago. I couldn't find any other information on him. Like, has he always been here? Is he maybe just somebody that just recently immigrated in, legally or illegally? You know, who is he? What is he up to? Why did he, again, try to take out a power plant? And this is on the Vegas, you know, Vegas area. Yeah. There's been a lot of these. Isn't that just slightly suspicious? And why is the media not covering this? Do a search for his name, and you're not going to find too much. I mean, you'll find a couple people covering it. A couple, not a lot. You would think that would be a bigger piece of news, wouldn't you?
I would think so. I mean, this seems pretty big considering what's been going on over the past month.
And again, you know, there was another person on Twitter that was coming from Russia and was complaining about how they were being treated in Mexico as they were making their way to the U.S. And, you know, this was a female, you know, middle-aged female complaining about the treatment. But you got to, you know, this is a time when there's, at the very least, you could say there's a major proxy war underway, at the very least. And so then you have people trying to make their way into the U.S. From the apparent opposing country. But yet we got to realize this is truly wars against humanity in general. As DeSantis activates National Guard amid surge of illegal aliens entering the Florida Keys. Yeah, they're coming again from Cuba. They're coming from Nicaragua. They're coming from Haiti. They're coming from many different places. And Venezuela. Many of them are coming from countries that are recently aligned with China and Russia militarily. Hello, hello, hello. Yes, this gentleman might be a little bit older than military age, but the rest of them, they're, you know, again, 8,000 have come in off the waters of the coast of Florida since last August. That's a pretty significant, you know, amount of people. And of course, we have thousands of people being shipped all over the entirety of the country, all over by jets in the middle of the night. Yeah, again, we have to recognize no alphabet soups work for the people. No, the alphabet soups work for the controllers. All of them do. And it doesn't matter what country they're in. It doesn't matter what country. When we say defense budget, really what they're talking about is the amount of money that is dedicated to policing the people of the earth for the controllers. This is the way we have to really recognize what's really going on here. California vehicle ban will force 70,000 big rig trucks off the road. This is scheduled to happen now. Yeah, this is at a time again where there's going to be a lot of shortages. There has been a lot of shortages. And again, it has to do with the environment. Great timing, isn't it? Too perfect. Wood pellet shortage forces UK households to burn cat litter. Top supplier in Russia is sanctioned. Yeah, so the war makes it so that, again, there's more shortages. More of our tax dollars go to basically hurt humanity. You know, it's just a cycle of destruction that never ends. Truly, this system is the definition of insanity. It's the system.
It is. And, you know, you can see the symptoms of everything. And they come on the news and they proclaim, well, things are going to get better and we're going to overturn this and we're going to do that and watch us, you know, everything is going to be okay and yada, yada, yada. Does anything ever change? Does it ever get better ever?
Well, it changes, but under the system, it just progressively gets worse. Welcome to LA, guys. Pitch your tent here. No, you want over here. The other guy sleeps kind of noisily, snores a lot. As you have more and more people entering the homeless realms because people can't afford to, you know, keep warm, eat food, and have shelter, there's more and more people that are going to be living in tents. And this is exactly such a system of insanity. It shows such an overwhelming sickness. And when we look at people like Newsom or Trudeau, you know, perfectly manicured, perfectly groomed, all the makeup's all in all the right spots. They are just such good little puppets. Nothing but puppets. And, you know, they say something, but really what is reality is the opposite of what they say. You know, it's beyond a joke. It's a travesty. And we think about the homeless people, and people will worry walking through a zone with homeless people because you don't know what's going to be going through their minds and how their minds are functioning. Yet, they do make up 24% of the homicide victims because, again, they don't have a security system. They're out there with other people. Some of the people, you know, maybe are people that have returned from serving their country at war and cannot cope with the things they had to do. And thus, you know, they've gone on to all sorts of different scripts. And those things don't solve any problems. They just cover things up and create new problems. And then, you know, again, these people are, you know, they're at the mercy of whoever is around them when they're sleeping. And you just never know. I mean, it's horrible. This system is so broken. It's just inconceivable how broken it truly is and that we're still allowing it. Starlink satellite trains. Is this the future of the night sky? They don't want you knowing what the Starlink are doing up there because a lot of what they're doing is, yeah, look at the computer software because this is where we got jumbled before. It's all about watching you. It's all about watching you and me. Everything we do. Everything we do. No, those satellites, those are really, truly all about serving the overlords. So here you see a transparent sea creature found by fishermen. What kind of fish is it? Does kind of look like a creepy alien thing that, you know, maybe is going to be crawling on somebody and kind of, you know, some sort of crustacean. But what you are picking up is this is exactly the type of creatures that they study to learn about how to make things invisible, so to speak.
Yes, it's something they study and they use to learn how to make things camouflage. There's nothing better than nature when you're trying to figure something out or accomplish something. Copy nature.
Yeah, and then we had, and let me refresh this. There was a video of some unidentified creature. Now, to me, I don't know, maybe it's a deformed gator. Maybe it's, I don't know, a manatee? But it looks like that was a fin. It doesn't look as husky as a manatee. This is off of North Carolina, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. So, you know, is it a mutation? Is it something where we don't know what it is? Or is it just an individual that maybe is deformed? I don't know. It's curious, but it's making its rounds. So as it says, is it an alligator, is it fish, or what? Well, curious. But we'll give you guys the link and let us know what you think it is. So this is interesting. They did a study on Roman cement, because it stood the test of time so well. Finally, scientists understand the secret to the durability of Roman concrete. Well, scientists from MIT have isolated the ingredient that allows Roman concrete to self-heal, making it stronger than its modern equivalent. Stronger. The Romans. Stronger. Hello. Their Back to the Future findings could help reduce the chemical environmental impact of cement production in today's society. Okay, that's the way they're going to word it. The ancient Romans were masters of engineering, building a huge network of roads, aqueducts, ports, temples, many of which stand to the day. Many of these structures were built with concrete, including Rome's Pantheon, which has the world's largest unreinforced concrete dome and is still intact, despite being dedicated in year 128 AD, so they say. Some ancient Roman aqueducts still deliver water to the Eternal City today, while many modern concrete structures crumble after a few decades. So the secret, they say, is basically some sort of, well, it's some kind of ash that was shipped all across the Roman Empire for use in construction projects, being described as the key ingredient for concrete at the time, ash. After closer examination, these ancient samples also contained small, distinctive, millimeter-scale, bright white mineral features. They were common components of Roman concretes. The white chunks, often called lime clasts, come from lime, another key ingredient an ancient concrete mix. Ever since I began working with ancient Roman concrete, I've always been fascinated by these features, says the MIT professor of civil and environment engineering, Admir Masik, in a university release. These are found in modern concrete formulations, so why are they present? These are not found in the modern, so why are they present in the ancient? How come the ancients understood better? And so they say hot mixing is the key. The point is, again, even when we think to Rome, and we do look at all this amazing, amazing artwork, really. I mean, the statues, gorgeous, beautiful. And how long they've lasted. And we think of them as not being as advanced as we are now. Was that really the case? You know, when you look at some of the... And I was just going through a book that we got on Tartaria and looking at all the amazing cathedrals all around the world and other structures. so intricate, so beautifully put together, so geometric. To me, it just bespeaks of advanced technology and advanced time, and way more effort than we would do nowadays to do something like these things. Why don't we put together, works of beautiful artwork that will last 2,000 years anymore? Well, we ran into in the Nevada desert, what I said, I thought it looked like concrete to me, and we saw what looked to be metal post placement, patterns, where I would swear it was like perfectly round circular patterns, where something I thought had to be metal, or at least something way more with a lot more tensile strength than any sort of rock that I could think of, out in the middle of nowhere. And so what's interesting is they say that what they used could actually heal fractures and stuff in the concrete. The mix they used actually healed itself when there were fractures. That sounds extremely advanced to me, does it not?
It almost sounds like it has a little bit of a consciousness there.
Almost, yeah. No, is that an AI component?
I think it's a type of Earth AI component that they were aware of, and that's what we've moved so far away from, is taking Earth's natural understanding and abilities and putting it into an AI that is very much disconnected from her.
So this is Jimmy Corsetti, and I think his channel is Bright Insight, and he did a very, very controversial but highly quoted video on Atlantis, as you see the circular eye right here. And, he says that, and I noticed before when he first did it, he was saying this is Atlantis. Now he was saying this is the capital of Atlantis, recognizing that Atlantis was more of a global society. And you see here, the Sahara Desert was bulldozed by the ocean in a cataclysmic event that's not supposed to have happened. This is water erosion. Look at this. This is water erosion. And there's salt up in these areas, way up in these areas. What happened in Africa not too long ago, again, not as long ago as they want to tell us, was massive. Well, this was part of the global conflagration that is of a scale that would take your breath away. When you think about all this ocean pouring over, coming over mountains, and just flooding out a whole massive wash over a continent the size of Africa, I mean, it's scary. It's very much like the movie 2012 or The Day After Tomorrow type. I mean, see this? Yeah. That's water that came over here. Absolutely. This is wash. As you see again, the eye up in here. This is wash, and it left salt. This is something you could see digging in the salt. This is staggering to think of. And let me just bring up Google Earth really quick.
Yeah, it's always fun when we get inspiration while we're doing a video. It's like real time creating a video, So these are the things that happen. You just get this inspiration and you get these thoughts and you just follow it. So here we go. Google Earth. Does Google Earth want to come up and show itself?
It always takes a little while. And, this is like a bookmark spot for me. And again, where do you see absolutely straight lines? Doesn't this look like a runway of some sort? Planes coming in, planes going off, or ships. And this is, again, off the coast of Central America here. Yeah, there's a lot of things when we look that just don't make sense. So the Sahara, you can see it here. This was all green not that long ago. And this is the area that we're talking about. Even though we go to Google Earth, can you not see water flow? Can you not envision? Look at this. Look at just how this looks. Now, you could say, well, that's just the winds whipping the sands. Yeah. But use your third eye to feel into this. Because what we do have is, again, here's that spot. There's massive salt deposits. There was water that came all the way in here. As you look at Mauritania. And again, it came in much farther than that. Much, much farther than that. Ooh, that is, you're talking, yeah, again, it's like a big scale movie when you really think about it. And this is Mr. MBB, Michael Bradbury. I think he put this together. I thought this was adorable. You know, because it does make me think of the future when all of a sudden we're going to see planets right in our night sky that have been there the whole time. We haven't been able to see them. And they will be large, maybe not quite that large. But, you know, again, it's going to be mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest kept secret is there really is no veil. Everything is there. We just are not being told about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I just thought this was cute, so I just wanted to share that with you guys. And, you know, hang on tight, guys. It's going to be a hell of a ride, but this little sunflower is going to do its best to hang on tight through the storm.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. Good job, go Sunflower.
And as always, guys, you know, we couldn't do it without your support over on Patreon and on Ko-Fi as you keep us afloat in these times and keep us making videos. Do check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com if you need to make an appointment with us for Vedic astrology charts, for spiritual coaching, energy work, Reiki, Qigong, the like. It's evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. Again, our Proton Mail one, which we used to use, we've let go of that as that was spammed into just not being usable. And there is a link to medicinal foods. Really good people. Use coupon code EEA, get a discount off of stuff that's not going to harm you and could actually boost your immune system. As you know, it's amazing. I did a 48-hour water fast last week, and the boost was, you know, more than noticeable. And so gonna probably do another 24 to 48 starting tomorrow, because again, in these times when we're being exposed to so many toxins, we really do have to allow the body time to purge and cleanse itself. Otherwise we will get overloaded with toxins. And, you know, you don't want that, because that's going to be a nightmare for your whole system.
Mm-hmm. It's real hard on it.
Yes. As always, much love, God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.